This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The candidates in the 12th Congressional District will join for a broadcast debate this evening. This is October 23rd, just 2 weeks before the November election. We thought we'd talk about what people can be watching for and what to expect with SIU's Director of Debate, Todd Graham. Todd, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
So we will hear from incumbent Republican Mike Bost, his Democratic challenger Brendan Kelly, as well as Green Party challenger Randy Auksher this evening. It's been a very tight race up to this point. We're starting to see a little bit of movement, perhaps the district again leaning Republican. What types of things do you watch for in a close race like this in one broadcast debate?
Well, in one debate, there's a difference. First, you start with how many people are in the debate. I think the more people is better for the weaker debaters. And this was proven in national debates. If you think a few years back when Trump had 10 people on the stage, I've always said that Donald Trump is not a particularly good debater because, you know, he plays hard and fast with the truth a little bit, et cetera. But he's not a poor debater when there's more people on stage, because more people on stage gives you a better chance for shorter answers, sound bites. You don't have to go into much detail. So I do think the more people on stage, actually the three people on stage, helps. It usually helps whoever's leading in the race, but it also helps whoever might not be as comfortable in the debate setting. We've already had one debate between two of the candidates. I think we had Kelly and Auksher in a debate, and this will be Bost first, but he's had debates before. So I'm not sure that the three people will make a huge difference, but I was kind of interested, if you don't mind, talking about alliances today a little bit.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, now most people would think if there's a Green Party candidate and a Democrat in a debate, that those two could have an alliance and they could sort of team up a little bit against the Republican. And that was probably true in our last debate, where Auksher and Kelly did team up a little bit, and they seemed to have a lot of things in common that were at least opposed to the Republican. And that could happen again tonight. But believe it or not, there are actually ways that this can help Mike Bost. There's a couple of ways this can help Mike Bost. Think about it like this. If you have siblings and you have a couple of siblings, there are always alliances with your siblings. And while it might look like the natural alliance would be against Bost, Bost can use that to his advantage. One thing he can do is, I've always said, if you feel like not speaking your entire time, give it up to the opponent that you want to give it up to. And I think it's in Mike Bost's favor to let Randy Auksher talk for as much as he can. Because again, the difference in debates are, you might find a little bit of difference between somebody who's going to vote for the Green Party candidate or the Democrat, but there's a much larger difference for somebody who's coming in to vote for Mike Bost. So one thing he can try to do is what I call find daylight between the other two candidates. And so if he can give a little bit more time to Mike Bost, then if Mike Bost can find more time to give to Randy Auksher, that takes time away from Brendan Kelly. Any time you take away from Brendan Kelly is going to be good for Mike Bost. The other thing that he can do, frankly, I think, is to try to notice the differences between the two. Think of it this way. In the presidential debates we had a while back, and especially in the Democratic primaries, we had a lot of Trump supporters that were actually talking about Bernie Sanders and why Bernie Sanders should be getting more time and Hillary Clinton wasn't good for Bernie Sanders. In this debate, if I was coaching Mike Bost, I would say pretend as if Randy Auksher is your Bernie Sanders. You want to build him up as much because he's not your competitor. And debates typically don't get people to vote against someone. What they do is debates get you to reinforce a vote for someone. So if you're close between the Democrat and the Green, Mike Bost could actually use that to his advantage to try to lean you a little bit. He's not going to get you to vote for him, but he could maybe get you to vote a little bit closer to the Green Party candidate.
We've seen this race get very, very close as we get closer to the midterm elections, and lots of high-profile visits for each of the top two candidates. That would be Republican Bost and Democrat Kelly. This week, we even learned that President Donald Trump plans to stump for Representative Bost at the end of this week on Saturday. How much do those national visits play into a debate like this one or move the needle in terms of the race?
They might actually move the needle more than the debate itself. There's a couple of things to remember about debates, and one is the bigger the debate, the bigger the candidacy, the more national it is, the more the debate tends to have effect. And that has something to do with viewership and listenership. There were more people watching the presidential debates compared to voters of the presidential debates. So think about it here in our district. There are probably less people watching and listening to the debates than there are percentage of voters who would be in a national race, for example. So the debate might not change a whole lot of people's opinions, might not get get it. But Trump showing up certainly was. And I've been watching him as he stumps for all these candidates along. And he does seem to get the crowd riled up. And again, part of what debates hope to do or people hope to do is get the vote out. Well, I think Trump can help to get the vote out for Mike Boss. So just him showing up may have a much greater effect than the debate itself.
And we should let people know that the 12th District Congressional Debate, which is a partnership between WSIU, the Southern Illinoisan, and the Belleville News Democrat, is coming up this evening. It's at 7 o'clock. You can watch on WSIU TV, listen on WSIU Radio, and we'll also have the live stream at WSIUnews.org. Todd, just 15 or 20 seconds remaining. Any big points that you think people should watch for?
Well, yeah, I would encourage them to watch the debate, just because in local races we tend not to. That's a bad idea. We should encourage it because we do have three candidates that they're all very different in many ways. So what I would look for is what I always call the same thing. Look for your particular voting issue. There's going to be some things you agree with on all of them or disagree. Find the issue that's really important to you. If it's somehow who's going to help SIU better, who's going to help the region better, who will help the economy grow better, find your issue, find that one candidate, and then latch onto that.
Todd Graham is the director of debate at SIU. Todd, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Once again, that debate this evening live here on WSIU and on WSIU TV. And you can find it at WSIUnews.org. Things begin at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Jennifer Fuller.